skin, they are the sting that bites on your vein. I'm not chained to the mirror. You are the tear, I have no fear. You are so strange, I feel the same. Sorcerer's night, we ride again. I'm not chained to the mirror.
All right, we are back. Sid Beery Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So, let's talk about Elon Musk, shall we? For Halloween, he wears a Halloween costume called the Devil's Champion, complete with upside-down crosses. Okay, so right on his chest, in the head of the Baphomet, there's a picture of the Baphomet, upside-down cross, and then he used two things that go over your forearms that are part of the costume. There were each upside-down crosses there. $7,500 costume. He went to Heidi Klum's party. I wonder if he'd be wearing his Devil's Champion costume on the day his company, Neuralink, starts implanting microchips into people's brains. So Elon Musk turns into a Satanist for Halloween. Twitter's not happy. So you've been vilified so much, but you decided to go as the Devil's Champion? So it's just kind of interesting that he would make that choice to wear this while the Twitter thing is going on. And there are people still complaining that now the censorship is even worse now that he's taken over. Okay, and he's got all these relationships with ADL people, and they're going to have some sort of moderation council. Well, you know, I don't know. This stuff's all very, very fluid. So things get put out, and then next thing you know, things change. It's hard to kind of gauge how this is going to go down. So this on America First report. Kerry Lake's headquarters shut down indefinitely. Staffer under medical supervision. Here's a report from Posobiec, who we know is Naval Intelligence. The staffer is currently under medical supervision, and the headquarters have been shut down for the remainder of the campaign. Possible deadly incident last night. FBI and bomb squad responded. Appears that domestic terrorism may have hit the Arizona gubernatorial candidate Kerry Lake's campaign, as reports of a white powder and a bomb threat have shut down her headquarters. Envelopes filled with a white powdery substance were found at her campaign office. Hazmat, Phoenix, blah, 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 blah. Kind of interesting that they went back to the old 2001 envelopes, white powdery substance. They had to go deep into the till. Remember post 9/11 when Tom Brokaw, the National Enquirer, and all that stuff. So let's see. The staffer received two envelopes containing a suspicious white powder. Also threatening messages the campaign considers an attack. So it's just fascinating that we'll see how this kind of fleshes itself out. But, you know, another stunt before the quote-unquote election on Tuesday. Now, how much cheating infrastructure has been put in place in the last couple of years. You know, a lot of the methodologies have been exposed with the ballot stuffing and the mules and all that angle. The software stuff really looks like it wasn't addressed. You know, people, the sheeple will still go vote on these freaking machines. And so the, you know, you had that whole scandal with the Connect deal, that allegedly that, that people are out of prison now or jail. Kathleen Phillips and Greg Phillips and Kathleen Engelbrecht are released from jail. It's kind of interesting that right before the midterms, this judge, I guess the heat was getting kind of turned up on this judge. You know, you just don't know how many people were complaining from, you know, and so forth. You know, they posted of himself wearing an orange jumpsuit. You know, some people are going to say the whole thing was a stunt, okay? Because you know, when you look at these two folks with the True the Vote organization and what they call the Pit, it seems like a very, very sophisticated kind of operation. And I just wonder what kind of connections they have to, let's just say, Pentagon, maybe, or something of this nature, one of the alphabets. They seem like sort of professionals, like kind of almost contractors of some sort. Not that the information that they gave out was bogus or anything. I've watched 2,000 Mules. It's some of the footage and so forth is pretty damn convincing. All these people, I mean, just these lowlifes that would tamper with elections just wholeheartedly just for a few dollars. It's just something about, you know, the generational change, because when I, you know, I'm in my 50s, and so when I was raised, voting and election, let's just say, or at least imagined election integrity growing up where I did, was a big deal. Your teachers, and even in public school with these kind of left-wingers that were more, I guess you could say, like Bill Maher type liberals during my childhood. But they were all about free and fair elections, and this being, you know, closely tied with patriotism and versus treason. If you were somebody that was going to tamper with it's just so fascinating how many people will commit treasonous acts for, you know, like a mess of pottage, like the Bible says, with Jacob and Esau. But it's just like something has been purged out of our, you know, generations of people, to where now nothing is sacrosanct to them. It's all just trash. The country's trash. The system, the Constitution, is a GD piece of paper, like old Bush allegedly said, you know. But this is pervasive throughout the society now, to where lots of people have no problem stealing votes, election, blah blah. We saw the behavior with them putting up blocking vision and all that stuff they did in various cities, and just the way people can just do that, it's mind blowing that you could be a election worker or a public employee and then run these kinds of scams. It's just mind blowing. Let's talk about Mr. Producer, get clip 11 ready. This is fascinating. Progressive Insurance in Chicago. This is crazy. Go ahead and play this one.
A leaked Progressive Insurance internal memo spells bad news after Pritzker and Lightfoot destroy Chicago. Chicago crime is so bad that Progressive Insurance is rethinking insuring property there, and they just notified their agents. Republican candidate for Illinois Attorney General Thomas DeVore is now raising the alarm. I'm Gary Franchi, and I want you to keep up with the latest news. Hit subscribe and turn on your notifications. Now, we caught up with Tom DeVore for comment on this startling move by Progressive Insurance, and we'll get to his exclusive remarks in a moment. But first, let's dig into what exactly is happening. If you're a car owner who lives in Chicago, you may not know it yet, but Progressive Insurance may drop your coverage. The company is warning its insurance agents about the increase in crime in the Lightfoot administration city and informing them they may no longer be able to insure certain vehicles in Chicago zip codes. According to Progressive, car thefts, break-ins, and other crimes are on the rise, and drivers will need to seek other insurance providers if they want their property protected. Chicago's crime rate has been on the rise as a result of inaction from Mayor Lori Lightfoot and Governor Pritzker. And with the Safety Act, or Purge Act as it's known, on the horizon, things are only going to get worse. If you're not yet familiar with the Safety Act, I'll let congressional candidate and Orland Park mayor get you up to speed. Watch.
As of January 1st, 2023, the following things will go into effect, and people need to be aware of this. It abolishes cash bail for almost every offense. This includes, but isn't limited to, kidnapping, armed robbery, second-degree murder, drug-induced homicide, aggravated DUI, threatening a public official, and aggravated fleeing and eluding. Offenders released on electronic monitoring have to be in violation for 48 hours before law enforcement can act. They could almost drive to Alaska before we can even look for them. It denies victims their constitutional rights. And keep this in mind, businesses and homeowners. Officers will no longer be able to remove trespassers from your residence or your businesses. Someone could decide to live in your shed, and all we can do is give them a ticket. You have to decide what level of force is required to remove them and whether or not it's legal. This is a massive threat to the residents of Orland Park, Cook County, and Illinois.
That's coming, my friends, to the state of Illinois. Now, in a post last night, the Republican Attorney General candidate, Tom DeVore, known for winning a landmark case for Illinois students forced to mask because of tyrant Governor J.B. Pritzker's abuse of power, posted images of a Progressive Insurance internal memo sent to agents. He put this message. He said, Progressive Insurance got the memo on the Safety Act. They're telling agents cars can no longer be insured in certain parts of Chicago due to the crime and theft rates. This is coming to a community near you. These images were also attached to the post. Please be aware, we've adjusted vehicle acceptability in select Illinois zip codes. Specifically, due to increased incidence of vehicle thefts, we may not be able to provide a quote for the highest risk vehicles in certain Chicago area zip codes. How do you like that? This is the memo that has been leaked and is now circulating among progressive
agents. You can stop
agents.
It there. So think about that, man. Chicago's already, teetering on really, really silly stuff. And then the Safety Act. I love how they – the Inflation Reduction Act. The Safety Act, yeah. The Safety Act goes into – I mean, people – I live – I can be in Illinois in probably 10 minutes. Okay, that's how close St. Louis is to Illinois. And I mean, we already have lawless people from the Illinois side always over here doing dirt anyway. Cuz if you know anything about East St. Louis and that area, it's really, really blighted. It's really, really ghetto. It's crazy. And they're always over here. You see Illinois plates running around over here all the time. And but this is just going to get even crazier. And think about, you're not even going to be able to insure your car. So this is a collapse. Illinois, Stefan Molyneux, probably 8 years ago, I was playing videos of him where he was talking about city of Chicago, like videos like called Chicago, There Will Be No Recovery. And he talks about the state of Illinois and Chicago and the pension systems being totally bankrupt. And we all and most of you already know that they couldn't even pay lottery ticket winners for a while over there. You know, this Pritzker's a real turd. Okay. This fat bastard with his tranny brother, the Pritzker Hyatt hotel chain billionaires are the ones that put Obama forward into the presidency. Typical Jewish mafia family. But he's the one that signed that into law. They passed it all through in the middle of the night. You know, the typical way they do this highly dubious legislation, real, real sick stuff. I'm sure many of you are seeing these videos floating around of people walking through airports, and it doesn't look like the United States. It looks like somewhere over in the Asian area. Luciferase, basically, in these airport kind of video scanners where people are walking through the, you know, the queues. And then you'll see, like, the picture on the screen where the person's forehead will be kind of lit up in a some sort of a, you know, a lighted up like a translucent, I don't want to say translucent, a luminescent kind of yellowish green luminescent dot on their head and in their hand. Now, how real these are, you know, you don't know. Look at how many fake videos came out of China during the build up to the Event 201 COVID operation that they ran on us. And so, you know, you got this person in the Atlantic, this, I can't remember her name right now. I don't have the article up, but asking for an amnesty for all the mistakes, quote unquote, that were made during the COVID operation on us. Yeah, they want to. And I mean, people are going crazy. They're like, no, we need tribunals for you people. And, you know, I tend to agree. You know, you ran what appears to be, we're at the beginnings of the of the steep drop off of what possibly could be large numbers in this democide. Okay, Mr. Producer, get clip 13 ready. I'm sure many of you seen this boy band character Aaron Carter that has died in the last couple days. Now, what's weird is, he was just on this big podcast called No Jumper, which is this Adam 22 guy. He's like out in L.A. and he's all into the rap music scene, and he does porn with his wife and all this weird stuff. And it's a big four million subscriber type podcast. And he's got a little upside down cross tattooed on his cheek there, this Adam 22 guy. And, you know, this Aaron Carter character, he had tattoos all over his face, obvious drug abuser. You can tell, I mean, just by looking at him, he was really, really ate up on probably a bunch of substances. But in clip 13 here, this is him earlier talking about taking the vaccine or the shot or the injection and having his pregnant girlfriend taking it as well. So let's roll clip 13.
Yes, I'm going to let my fiance get the vaccination, and people like they're pregnant women are more susceptible to COVID and to its ailments. So I am doing, she's going to do Moderna, two shots. Let her? Yeah, let her. I'm her fiance. Here's what I'm going to let you do. Never watch my lives ever again unless you make a new account. So I'm getting the Pfizer shot. And then she's going to do the two. And yes, I'm going to let her. Stupid ass. Let her? Yeah, well, oh yeah, like, because I have a I have a fucking a ball and a chain on her. You got me fucked up. She got the ball and chain on me.
You can stop it there. But the people are playing that video. Obviously, he was hit with the injections. Now, look, after watching some of his footage of his last few days here on the earth, and then watching part of this this podcast he was on just a couple days before he departed. Yeah, I could tell that, you know, the guy had been through the ringer, and now over here on Daily Stormer, famous singer Aaron Carter dead in a bathtub hours after tweeting he wanted to talk to Ye about Jews. Well, on the podcast, he trashes Kanye West and Pete Davidson both, and I have it queued up, but I don't know if I want to really play that. I don't want to waste too much time on this, but so Yo Kanye, let's talk man to man. That was on November 3rd that he tweeted that to Kanye, and so less than 48 hours later, he's dead in a bathtub. So it's just kind of interesting. You know, he's 34. Details about the death are unclear, but he was, now they're saying he was an anti-vaxxer, but I was just playing other stuff that doesn't sound like he was. So there's some kind of a dust up there of let's just see, you know, you don't know whether the dude was vaccinated. He sounded like he was going to be like he was going to take it in that video. So anyway, this one was big floating around this week. It was on Unz and Mint Press. The former Israeli spies working in top jobs at Google, Facebook, and Microsoft. So Mint Press study has found that hundreds of former agents of the notorious Israeli spying organization Unit 8200 have attained positions of influence in many of the world's biggest tech companies, including Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and Amazon. Well, what about Twitter? I bet you they're over there too. The IDF Unit 8200 is infamous for surveilling the indigenous Palestinian population, amassing compromise on individuals for the purpose of blackmail and extortion, spying on the world's rich and famous. Unit 8200 hit the headlines last year after the Pegasus scandal broke. Former 8200 officers designed and implemented software that spied on tens of thousands of politicians and likely aided in the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Let's see, we got a few minutes left. Mr. Producer, cue up clip 3. Okay, now this is from back from the Kanye West Lex Fridman interview that I didn't get to this last week. Now, some people are talking about this character named Takeoff from the Migos, this rap group. He got his head blown open at a bowling alley about 2:30 in the morning. You know, I talked to some of these black guys I know that I work with and so forth. I was like, man, if you got that much money and it's 2:30 in the morning and you're going to be outside in a city that you don't live in, I think it was Cleveland, but don't quote me on that, 2:30 in the morning with a bunch of cats around and you're all shooting dice and you don't think anything crazy, you know, nothing happens anymore in this country, especially in any of these crazy, you know, demon rat cities, with at 2:30 in the morning. And, you know, the guy's worth a lot of money and you're going to be out doing it. Why don't you just go to a casino where you at least know it's pretty safe in there? I mean, I don't know. Guy was like 28, lost his life. Really, really crazy. But people are dying all over the place. And but I wanted to – this is about rappers and blackmail. So I just read this stuff about Unit 8200. And, you know, Kanye talking about the Jewish domination over the rap game and all the rest of it. And I find it a strange kind of connection here because, we, you know, with the whole thing with the Black Cube and all of this people around Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein and so forth. Just very, very interesting. Let's go ahead and listen to that little quote portion on clip three.
And now our culture in poor communities is, oh, everybody's got Draco on them. Everybody's got a gun on them. Oh, if you run up on me on the gas station, I'm gonna kill you. Hey, you ain't got to talk to me like a man if I haven't killed at least five people. But you know what happens is we can kill five people. We could kill 10 people and still be in the media as long as we play by the rules, right? Because what will happen is any of these guys that have talked about killing people and different things, unless Trump had pardoned them, right? But let's say even if Trump had pardoned them, they could still go to someone like a Lil Boozy or Meek Mills or Puff Daddy, anybody, and say, hey, we need you to talk shit about Ye right now. And also, you're not allowed, if you do want to vote for Trump or vote outside of what this arrangement is, then we're going to put you in jail. It ain't that we're not going to bring you down. We have this on you. You get what I'm saying? If I had ever killed someone, if I wasn't the bitch with the pink polo on, I wouldn't be able to be the vocal man that I am today. You understand what I'm saying? This is the reason why I'm happy that my gangster disciple brothers kept me from the initiations, which made me feel like a pussy my whole life, right? But now I am someone who legally can say this. Other people in my position, they legally cannot speak. They legally cannot speak, or they will go to prison. I am in a bit of a glass prison because I don't have say-so of where my children go to school. But I'm in a freedom place where I can have this conversation with you right now. And that is...
Go ahead and stop it. So basically, he's laying it out there. It's like all these rappers that have done dirt, many of them have been surveilled, okay? And so there's something out there on them. There's a file on them, so forth and so on, to where they all have to toe the party line, which is what? That's why Will Ferrell is down there campaigning with Beto. They're all compromised, and that's why they all have to be Democrats. You notice that with these actors and so forth? They all have to. Or guess what? They are going to pull out the file. Hey, you remember with that 13-year-old boy? You remember with that 13-year-old girl, that 7-year-old girl, when you got all, we got y'all high and drunk? Or whatever their predilection, whatever their secret sin is, they've got it on them somehow. They got footage. And then you, there's the whole side of the house where the tax man, they find something wrong with your taxes. You know, a lot of the people that have been researching Hollywood have really zeroed in on this. All of your, you can run through 100 actors that all had tax problems. You mean to tell me that they don't have accountants and take care of their taxes? But how do they all run into these problems with the IRS? That's another mechanism of enforcement to keep them all on that certain ideological plantation to put out this message to the goy. You see? Very fascinating. We'll see you on the other side.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Biden announced pardons for marijuana possession. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Yesterday, Biden announced pardons for citizens convicted federally of possession of marijuana or convicted in Washington, D.C. Pardons do not apply to any other offense or to non-citizens. Biden also urged governors to do the same in their state. This mass pardon event might be a political stunt, something of an October surprise, but it also might be the best thing Biden has done. This is a prison release that I can actually get behind. I don't think anyone should be in prison for a nonviolent, victimless crime. Although an administration official said that there was currently nobody in federal prison solely for possession of marijuana, I'm sure the 6,500 people with federal convictions on the record appreciate pardons. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We're back, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Networks. I'm not really taking calls, but we got Chance in Western Virginia that wants to break in. What's up, Chance?
Yes, hello, Robert. Thank you for taking my call now. Well, Robert, here it is, November 8th. The circus is back in town. Okay, you know, like Bob Seger said, turn the page, or Don Henley said, building the perfect beast. You know what kills me? You got all these so-called conservatives shilling for Trump, shilling for the Trojan horse, Tulsi Gabbard, admiring Elon Musk. You got to ask yourself, where the hell are these people's heads at? It's the same crap over and over again. And I, for one, am totally sick of it. You know, and talking about the Jews, Robert, let me tell you something. My daddy was born and raised in Hungary, along with my grandparents, okay, and aunts and uncles. And let me tell you something. I'll never forget when I was a little boy around the dinner table. And my grandpa said this. He said he watched it all happen in Eastern Europe. And he said, you know what? The rich Jews were allowed to leave. They went to London, to Paris. They pack their bags. So what does that tell you now? Well, I mean, this just goes to show you how ignorant people are of history, you know, and that's, you know, and excuse me for being pessimistic, but I see the same crap happening over and over again. And like I said, here it is, November 8th coming up. The circus is back in town. And with that, Robert, thank you for taking my call. God bless you and keep up the good work, my friend.
All right, man. Thanks. So I, you know, Kyrie Irving and Kanye West have been taking up a lot of the, let's just say the brunt of this kind of thrust by the kosher mob. But the lady that wrote The Color Purple, okay, now this is up on Veterans Today, Jonas Alexis. He's a black writer, but he's, you know, I've read him for years, and he's a Russophile, and he likes the Orthodox Church and so forth. But he really gets into a lot of stuff, and I've used his stuff over the years in articles and that sort of stuff. The Alice Walker, she wrote The Color Purple, got a Pulitzer Prize and blah, 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 blah. She got herself into trouble recently when she barely mentioned that she was reading David Icke's And the True Shall Set You Free. Walker said, in Icke's books, there is the whole of existence on this planet and several others to think about. A curious person's dream come true. Well, Walker was obviously stepping into a politically forbidden zone in which is filled with explosive. I've never read any of Icke's books, and so no serious scholar or writer will appeal to the so-called protocols of the learned elders of Zion to make a scholarly or serious point. Well, guess what? I appeal to it all the time for the principles that are embedded within there, which happen to have come all true. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, scholars of all stripes have enough documents to construct serious arguments against the Khazarian mafia and all their offshoots. The central issue here is that Jewish organizations want to tell us that Walker should never have mentioned Icke's name because he is a vicious anti-Semite. Walker got into deeper trouble when she published a poem on her blog entitled, It Is Our Frightful Duty to Study the Talmud, in which we read, are Goyim, us, meant to be slaves of Jews and not only that, but to enjoy it? Are three-year-old and a day girls eligible for marriage and intercourse? Are young boys fair game for rape? Must even the best of the Goyim, us again, be killed? Pause a moment and think what this could mean or already has meant in our own lifetime. Here we go. And then I'm not going to read the rest of this, but okay. Okay, so we're deeply disappointed that the New York Times would print Alice Walker's unqualified endorsement of a book by notorious anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist David Icke. That was the ADL. Cosmologist and science writer Chanda Prescott Weinstein, who identifies herself as genderqueer, and who is also half Jewish, half black, whined, I'm also essentially hostile too, but she was only promoting an anti-Semitic work and didn't write it herself bit, because if a white dude was promoting anti-black stuff, I would be shredding him and hopefully you would be too. And also the poem was anti-Semitic. So I'm more concerned about the fact that Walker doesn't seem to have folks around who are willing to call her in about this, and whether the New York Times dug into it. I do think the New York Times should not have passed her recommendation along. But where are her people? What does that mean? Her handlers? Where are her people to get her to quit stepping into it? You know, you hear all these guys, Stephen A. Smith and all these. Where are Kanye's hand? Where are the people that around him to get him to quit doing it? Or Kyrie Irving and all them. So they need handlers, you see, so they don't get in trouble with the overlords. It's interesting that, you know, she got, it's like a third person, but you know, it's not a prominent dust up yet, but who knows whether it could be. Now this guy, this, this comic. His name's Ari Shaffir. Mr. Producer, get clip 15 ready. A-R-I, and then it's S-H-A-F-F-I-R. Now, he's said some crazy stuff, and he used to be on Joe Rogan all the time, but he got canceled for some very, like, over-the-top, like, I can't even remember what it was, but it was, like, genocidal language and so forth. But now he just dropped this big comedy special, and it's got a, coming up on 2 million views in like 4 days. And I'll give you a little language warning. He does a little cussing, but it's worth listening to just a little bit of this for posterity, just due to the fact that it'll let you in on kind of how a guy his age, raised Orthodox Jewish, how their mind works. Okay, let's listen to a little bit. Go ahead and play clip 15.
All right, let's talk about the Bible. Yeah, the original Bible, the Torah, not your shitty remake. Yeah, I'm not talking about your all-girls Ghostbusters version of the Bible. Talk about the OG shit. Yeah, I was raised Orthodox Jewish. I don't know if you know what that is. That's a Frisbee Jew, you know, that kind. Second highest level of Jew. One step down from Hasidic Jew, or as I call them, Mortal Kombat Jews. Yeah, whenever you see one, just go, finish him. And they'll have no idea what you're talking about. It's great. The ones with the, you know, the sideburns, the long, the curly fries, as my black friend calls them. Yeah, my friend Miss Pat, she came to visit me in New York. She'd never seen one. There's very few Hasidic Jews in the black ghetto of Atlanta. She saw her first, we were talking, she just goes like... She was like, Ori. She didn't say my name, but she's like, Ori, is that an Amish? And I'm like, no, I mean, yeah, more or less, yeah. It's pretty much the same shit. She goes, why that man has curly fries? I'm like, those are not curly fries. She goes, what they do? And I'm like, first of all, the grammar on you people is on another planet.
He could get away with saying that.
And by you people, I don't mean black people. I mean non-Jews. Yeah, Jews are racist, but we don't see skin color. We see IQ and income level. That's all it boils down to. Yeah, goys, that's all you guys are. You ever hear that word? Goy. It's Yiddish for non-Jew. Yiddish is like Jewish Ebonics. Goy means non-Jew. And just so you know, when you hear it, you think it's fun and friendly when they're saying it to you. It's not. They're shitting on you to your face. Goy is a derogatory word. Probably my favorite derogatory word. Yeah, because most derogatory words, they single out one race or culture and make them feel bad. Not goy. Goy is the most inclusive of all the derogatory words.
See that?
Do you know how pompous that is to have as your term for the other? That means to them it's 0.1% of the world. And then, ugh. Various shades of goy. Yeah, dude, I was raised way religious. I went to a seminary called the Yeshiva in Jerusalem for 2 years after high school. So you go to study if you want to become a rabbi. Spoiler alert, it did not take. Anybody here raised religious of any kind? Yeah? What were you guys? Jewish, obviously. What? Jehovah's Witness. Hell yeah, dude. The fucking Harry Potter of Christianity. Who else? What do you got? Baptist. What?
Wesleyan?
That's a new one, dude. I've honestly never heard of that one. Is that some kind of Christ? Okay. You fucking Christians are hilarious with their separations. Every other religion is just one thing. Just Muslim, Jewish, Buddhist, and there's fucking 31 flavors of Jesus. Lutheran and Baptist and Southern Baptist, which is just like Baptist, but with slavery, I think.
All right, you can stop it there.
So funny.
But yeah, this... Just as an anthropological kind of studying how you get a – there's a lot of passive-aggressive stuff in there where you know, unless you're well studied on you know, their mind and tactics. A lot of it you might miss, but it's very, very fascinating. I watched it maybe once and a half just because it gives you some real insights. Let's move on. Let's get clip 8 ready, Mr. Producer. This one's crazy. And this is about Big Ten college athletes and who've taken the quacks. Go ahead and roll that one.
If we allow those kids to stay active and play, I think there's a lot of myocarditis that is under the radar. A recent study on elite athletes out of the Big Ten showed that when they looked at the cardiac MRI of the elite athletes, almost 50% had, or around 50% had myocarditis that wasn't known by symptoms, but was seen on cardiac MRI, and that puts them at risk for sudden death. So I think that as we ramp this up for really to try to get everyone, like the mandate in California, you have to have a vaccine in order to go to school, then I think by what we see around the world, then the numbers of myocarditis cases will go up, and we may have an increase in sudden cardiac death associated with myocarditis just in kids playing on the field.
Yeah. All right. Well, guess what? It's already been happening. Maybe he's not aware of the totality. Now, you know, you got Stu Peters and his gang over there about to put out in the next couple weeks the Died Suddenly movie. Should be interesting. It goes into Malthus, and, you know, I've seen some of the, let's just say, you know, sneak peeks or whatever. You know, Malthus been talked about by all the conspiracy researchers, hell, since I got into the research, Malthusian, Malthus, that sort of thing. So let's see here. Let's get clip 5 ready. So we've got the athletes and the Big Ten with this kind of symptomless myocarditis. So they're running around doing all their stuff, but then they get their heart looked at, and guess what? It's big. You know, there's all this stuff about the graphene shedding, which is very, very alarming, that's out here. And, you know, Rents is really big on the whole shedding thing. And a lot of other people on various platforms are talking about it. But this is the military whistleblowers and everything happening. So you've got us poking these guys into this freaking war. There's allegedly boots on the ground, advisors, and people supposedly checking to see if our weapons are making it where they're supposed to go and all that. Remember this big black hole that they're calling Ukraine, where $1 billion here, $3 billion here, blah, 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 blah. They've been dumping into this country to launder it. Who knows where it's all going? Probably in the Democratic Party's coffers, a bunch of it. But this is military whistleblowers. So they're torpedoing our military right when they're trying to put them in the midst of a meat grinder here with Russia, and then probably China coming up once the Taiwan operation starts. Go ahead and roll that clip.
Well, several members of the U.S. military are now bravely coming forward as whistleblowers, risking their careers to reveal how the government is covering up adverse effects from the vaccine and the fraud that was perpetrated on the U.S. military being forced to take this. Many of them already have had consequences in their careers for speaking up at all or for refusing the vaccine. Many of them have been demoted or lost opportunities for promotion.
Right.
And that kind of thing. So do you want to give some context here?
Yeah, because we got some new data out on this, too. New data shows that the coding system that the military uses to track health care of service members is showing a huge increase in things like, miscarriages, myocarditis, cancer, Bell's palsy, female infertility, and many, many other health conditions. The list is long, and this is the military's own coding system that the military uses to track these types of
the way you bill your insurance.
Now you've torpedoed our readiness right when you're about to feed them into you know, this grinder. And then guess that, what's that leave us? That leaves us wide open for some sort of a multi-pronged attack. Chinese troops all up there in freaking Vancouver, allegedly. You got the southern border wide open with all these military-age men that have, are taking up residence in our great country. Subs off the coast of in the Atlantic side, Russian subs off the coast, ready to pop some, you know, supersonic weapons on us. I mean, you know, it's just absolute and absolutely insane. Let's get clip four ready. This is Dr. Ryan Cole, and he's talking about some lethal shots and some not. And I want to flesh something out afterwards. Go ahead and roll that one real quick, clip four.
Where a lot of people dodged a bullet and a potential harm is when people lined up in stadiums or outside and had these vaccination clinics. These vials weren't kept cold, and those fats turned into a glob of mush, and the RNA broke down into nothing. So you got a shot of mush, which you're lucky. Very lucky, because it wasn't kept cold. And so the other thing, too, is each vial from different lots is not the same concentration. When you stir lipid nanoparticles, polyethylene glycol, and mRNA sequences, you can't agitate it quickly. But when that happens, the lipids kind of float to the top. Now you have thousands of vials going across an assembly line, spitting out the content. And the first couple thousand vials get a very dilute solution. You're not getting a lot of dose of mRNA or lipid. But then at the end of that batch, now you have some very concentrated lipid and mRNA. So in each manufacturing run of this very poor manufacturing process, which has lots of debris and lots of vials and all these heebie-jeebies and creepy things, are mostly manufacturing debris. And that's, again, what some of the mass spec we've looked at has shown. You know, it's from stainless steel vats, it's from aluminum seals, it's from gaskets, et cetera, it's from crushed glass. A good manufacturing process in a drug development process takes years, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, until you have a product pure enough that you can repeat every single time that it comes off the line that it's the same thing. You saw in that early European Medicine Agency last year, 50% pure. It's supposed to be a 99%+ pure product. That tells you everything you need to know right there. As a pathologist, having looked at a lot of these, the more we look at, it's bad manufacturing. But a lot of people are lucky because of that.
All right, go ahead and stop it. Well, I mean, that's just a whole nother layer to what, you know, we've been, all of us out here have been thinking about. Is this why so many people are running around and they're not symptomatic? Remember how when the vaccines came out, I talked about how cheesy the labels looked? COVID-19. I mean, it just like looked like something out of a cheap printing shop or something. But unfortunately, I have a much darker feeling about that, because if they were working on this, let's just say this operation, for this many years, unfortunately, I still think that there's a multi-platformed experiment going on with numerous different experiments going on side by side. And I think still the Internet of Bodies angle is there, whether the lipid nanoparticles and all the stuff that he's talking about not being, let's just say, you know, at the same amount vial to vial due to the fact of it's just like if you had this long to work on this operation, just like, you know, these other massive operations, do we really think that they would have, you know, just this hodgepodge of, oh, well, it didn't all get put in together right, and it's all just sloppy, and it's warp speed, and it's like that. The warp speed access seems bogus to me. It's like, no, this wasn't warp speed. These patents were running around for years when you dig into these patents. So I don't know. I'm kind of hesitant to go with that angle. I hope that's true. act, by the way. I hope Pfizer and Moderna and these guys, their factories and, you know, where they do the production and everything, it was all seat of their pants, and a bunch of people did dodge a bullet and got crappy lots that aren't going to, let's just say, do them wrong in the next few years while we run up to 2025 and the Deagle projections and so forth. I just have a much more pessimistic view, and I think unfortunately they had a long time to work on this operation to where, you know, hey, I hope that they screwed up and this was warp speed and they did it all sloppily and then a bunch of the lots and vials were basically turned into junk and they're not going to hurt people. But I also have this foreboding that maybe that's not the case. And, you know, the Internet of Bodies angle and the self-assembling kind of structures, regardless, are going to happen no matter what the temperatures are. I just have that kind of a feeling that doesn't seem like that would have been something that they would have left to chance. But let's hope that that's what happened. I don't want to see a bunch of people drop dead. I've got everybody in my family but me has been hit with this stuff. So, you know, I don't want to see them all freaking bite the dust. So anyway, stillbirth skyrocketing in the post-COVID vaccination era, leaked hospital email reveals. So this stuff's going up like at a 28-fold increase. Some hospital in Fresno, and this is all over the place. And people, you know, some of these nurses have been interviewed in that source. So a bunch of stillbirths are happening. So, we'll see how long this lasts. I mean, if people keep taking these boosters, and then hell, these flu vaccines that they're pushing, these bivalent and all this. I mean, people would have to be crazy now to take any kind of vaccine due to the fact that it's probably going to have all of this Internet of Bodies stuff, the graphene, the mRNA gene tinkering aspects to it. So, but, you know, there's a bunch. They're going to get their yearly flu shot, and guess what it's going to have in it? It's going to be a booster, and it's going to keep them jacked into the Internet of Bodies and keep them, you know, the clots building and all the rest. So, all right, folks, the 2 hours blew by tonight. I didn't even get to 40% of everything, but is what it is. We'll see what happens on Tuesday and the days afterwards, because guess what? Hey, we're not going to be able to count them votes. This software in Pennsylvania went down that's supposed to protect voting integrity. It'll be days afterwards before you find out that the Fetterman won. We'll see. I'll be waiting for a new world
to come. All you fears. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network.